morning, Jane.
Good morning, Kimmy.
We talked late yesterday morning about your Sleep On It challenge.
Yes.
And how you're feeling about it.
Yes.
I did get the date wrong because I can't read a calendar. It's actually 3 weeks away this coming Friday, not two.
Oh, very good.
Does that make you feel better?
Yeah, more time to prepare. Good.
More practice time for you.
Yes.
But we also have an update on the maximum that the 2EC team has made money-wise for the challenge.
That's right. Well, I'm excited because we said, you know, we were $20 short of our target yesterday and boom, this morning we're at 1,100. So thank you so much for our donations. Keep them coming in. It's all for a terrific cause.
If you go to our website and click on Hoodies for the Homeless, then it'll say down a little bit, it'll say click here. So if you do that, then you can find Jane and the 2EC team and then you can add your donation, which would be much appreciated.
Yeah, that's right. Look, if you've got $2, $5, $10, $50, whatever you think you can do to support this fantastic cause would be great. It'll make, you know, all of our efforts worthwhile. We're sleeping out on the 6th of August, Sleep On It Challenge at the Bega Showground. It's going to be cold. It's going to be frosty.
And it'll be uncomfortable because it's not how you normally sleep.
No, that's right. You know, I think my sciatica will play up and all of that.
Yeah. And you'll feel the cold of the ground.
Yes.
That's what you'll be sleeping on. So, yeah, it's certainly going to be a challenge. But well done to you and to also Grace and Pam and Donna that are going to take part in the Sleep On It Challenge, which is really terrific. But it's also a real community event, isn't it?
That's right, yes. So at the start of the evening or the afternoon, there's going to be live bands, food trucks and whatnot, so the community can all come together, check it all out, see what it's all about, support the cause. And then from about 8 o'clock, it's kind of like we go into lockdown, I suppose, and it becomes all about the Sleep On It Challenge. We all start settling in for the night. You know, really experiencing what it might be like for those who are living on the streets.
Mm. And there's no doubt about it. Some people do choose to be homeless. It is a choice that they make. But for the most part, people are homeless due to financial reasons, broken relationships, marriages, family, mental health issues. So there are people that are living very uncomfortably and at this time of the year, very coldly during the evening.
That's right, absolutely, Kimmy. And unfortunately, COVID and our bushfires back in 2019, it still has a massive effect on our local community. You know, we really need to do what we can to help in any way that we can.
Exactly. So $1,100 past your $1,000 mark. That's fantastic. You're in sort of training for the Sleep On It Challenge. So we're going to keep up regular contact with you and little chats about how you're coming along and how you're feeling about the event.
Absolutely.
If you can find out more about Hoodies for the Homeless at our website, 2ec.com.au. Thanks, Jane.
Thank you, Kimmy.